Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. A news item says that the board of directors of IDBI Bank is meeting on 4th October 2018 to consider making a preferential allotment of equity shares to LIC. LIC, in the meanwhile, has already conveyed its willingness and acceptability to hold such additional equity shares in IDBI. By virtue of this additional allotment of equity shares in favor of LIC, IDBI will become a subsidiary of LIC. LIC will own 51% shareholding in IDBI Bank. And at what cost? LIC will be investing another 12,000 crores in a mismanaged, bankrupt and fraudulent organization, many of whose top executives are facing a CBI inquiry. Who other than a politically interfered LIC would be willing to put another such huge amount of money in this kind of a bankrupt institution as LIC is willing to do? Let me tell you, LIC at the moment is a dominant equity shareholder in almost every public sector bank of India, and it has had no return on this huge investment it has made. Let me also remind you, LIC is an institution that manages your and mine and the public's life savings. These life savings come to LIC for a responsible management. And in that sense of contrived responsibility, thanks to political meddling, for example, LIC is a shareholder in every bank and it has got no return on investment so far. And this is what will happen in the case of IDBI Bank too, where it proposes to invest another 12,000 crores. The whole point is that while public money is being frittered away, LIC itself is no model or paragon of a responsible, smart and capable investor. Take the recent case of ILFS. LIC is a 25.34% shareholder of ILFS. It is the largest shareholder of ILFS. In other words, LIC was expected to control the affairs of ILFS because it is the largest shareholder in that organization. And see what happened to ILFS. Yet another case of mismanagement, yet another case of throwing away, wasting, destroying, plundering public money. And under whose charge? Under the charge of LIC. Because LIC is its dominant shareholder, it should have been more responsible. It should have kept a check and watch on the management of ILFS. It should not just have pumped in money and forgotten it. It should have been vigilant. It should have been careful. It should have been responsible. And that is just not what LIC was, which is very evident from the way ILFS has crumbled. And who is its largest shareholder? LIC. And whose money is at stake? Public money. And that's another instance of public money going down the drain. It gets us to a more larger issue. Take the case of IDBI Bank. IDBI Bank has been a government institution. In round one, as I would call it, the government rendered the bank bankrupt. Its money was plundered, looted, and today IDBI is a completely mismanaged and bankrupt bank. That was round one. In round one, whatever the government invested was lost. And it was lost primarily because of political interference in the management of IDBI Bank. Now, if it was a private sector organization, IDBI Bank would have been liquidated. All those who participated in its management with criminal and negligent misdeeds would have been punished severely under the law. And it would have been closure of a bankrupt, mismanaged, fraudulent organization. But then, IDBI is a government-owned entity. So, it gets the benefit of round two. in round two, this bankrupt bank, without any change in its culture, without any punishment of those who were guilty, in round two, it is now handed over to LIC. So now, LIC invests fresh capital in it. LIC now gets into being the owner shareholder of the bank with no change whatsoever in the culture, management and conduct of the bank. And that's what will happen in round two also. You can be sure that yet another case of political interference in IDBI Bank will take place. Public money will be plundered, looted, NPAs will be created, it will become bankrupt again. And when that happens, will come round three. In round three, finally, IDBI Bank will be merged with another healthy bank, as we are seeing in the case of Dena Bank being merged with Bank of Baroda in Vijaya Bank. And this is the story of every government-owned bank in India. The government is not willing to put a closure to mismanaged, fraudulent institutions where criminal misconduct has taken place. And the reason it will never do that is, if you were to liquidate such an institution, it will result in an investigation and the misdeeds of the troika of the Neta, Babu and the banker who together brought down the bank because of corruption will come out in the open. And which Neta will want it coming out in the open. So, they have to continue political meddling. They will continue to bring down these institutions. They will continue to plunder and they will perpetrate the saga of mismanagement instead of bringing it to a closure. This virus of mismanagement, this virus of frauds, this virus of looting public money will continue in round one, round two, and finally round three. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.